So I gotta say, from episode 12 of ReZero season 2, I had to just watch it again because it was that interesting and it was that lit to watch. I enjoyed every single part of the episode, and to be honest, if I'm gonna give it a rating, I'm gonna squeeze out a 9. Okay, I would say 10, but does 10 really exist? Now, in the episode, Subaru died, right, leaving his past life, and you kind of saw how much of a guilt he had by doing so. Okay, he kills himself and he restarts in another universe, and honestly, in my opinion, I kind of think that is kind of very strong of him to do so. It takes a lot of guts and it takes a lot of mental strength to do such a thing as attempting to take your own life. Okay, now in his past life, we got to see Emilia and Beatrice and Ram, as well as Roswell, and these are all scenarios in his life that had carry on within his future separately from the timelines that he is in now. I have now come to the point where I feel like Echidna's contract, which had been stopped by Minerva due to Minerva feeling as though Echidna had been very deceptive towards Subaru, which she had been, was that if Echidna had gone through with the contract, what really may have happened is this. Yes, Echidna would have possibly gone through the stages of feeling and the tasting of knowledge being required from the experience that he's retaining from life after death due to Subaru's ability, but also I also feel as though Setella, who is the giver of this ability, would not have taken it quite lightly. Let me say this for a fact: every time Subaru says to somebody, "I can return by death," Setella gets a hold of his heart and attempts to kill him. Okay, this is why he cannot tell nobody who is alive with him in the real world the truth, and why he is able to tell someone as the witch, Echidna or Minerva, if he wanted to, that he can return by death. Now, already from the beginning of this series, since we first seen Subaru enter this world, I really, really do believe that Subaru and Setella had somewhat made a contract somewhere down the line of a past life or another universe, okay? The Subaru that we are being greeted with today, whether it's episode 13, episode 14, or episode 15, okay, is a past Subaru that has already experienced these events. This is my personal opinion and this is what I'm deducing. You guys may have your own thoughts, so put it in the comment section below. And it kind of makes sense to me, because how can someone have the ability to kill you over certain words that you state to somebody else? Unless that person that you've already had a conversation with has a contract with you. It only makes sense to me that Setella has already made a contract with Subaru before he's even come into the world and before he's even been given the ability. I believe somewhere down the timeline of universes of Subaru's life, he has already met Setella. He has already met the process of who has become Setella, which in my opinion, I believe is Emilia. And I feel like the life that he had gone with Emilia must have not been the right path that he had wanted, let alone Emilia had wanted. And so whether Subaru is not just a man with non-powers in this life, in his past life, I believe he has somewhat close connection to Emilia as well as Setella. Now, does he have an ability more than Shamak? Yes, I do think so, because he is also able to use dark magic. I don't know the reason for why he is able to, although he is such a weak person and he doesn't seem to have strength and seems to have to borrow strength from other people, but for some reason he's able to be involved with dark magic and use weak magic such as Shamak. Will he get an upgrade? I hope he does, because in this life that he goes through, whether he's killing himself or going through different timelines of lives, he really needs some form of help. And if Echidna is not going to help him out with it, which he didn't take the contract with, and neither are the witches, well, the only person he can really turn to is the person who has given him the ability, which is Setella. So will he then make a contract with Setella? I'm not sure, but it seems quite likely for him to actually want to get into a conversation with Setella and ask her, why did you give me the ability? This couldn't have just been a random gift. Do you know what I mean? You couldn't have just grabbed me off the streets of Tokyo and have blessed me with it. There must have been some form of correlation. Now, this is just my reason or my opinion of it, or my what may have happened, you know what I'm saying? You know, leave you guys' opinions of what is the connection between Setella and Subaru in the comment section below. Also, I want you guys to understand this. Do you guys remember when Subaru allowed Beetlejuice to enter him and he screamed out the words, "I can return by death," or he tried to, but he successfully did, and Setella slapped Beetlejuice out of Subaru's body? I believe the same thing may have happened to Echidna if Echidna had tried to form a contract with Subaru. Setella has already got a hold of Subaru's heart, and Setella is the owner of the ability. And in my opinion, I feel like this is a contract between Setella and Subaru. So that means none of the witches can get involved, as in fact she is possibly the most strongest and the most troublesome witch out of all of them. This is just my thoughts. So yeah, and if you guys enjoyed this video, make sure to leave a like and subscribe, especially if you're new, man. Make sure to also follow me on my socials, okay? Links will be in the descriptions. And yeah, man, it's been your boy Roos, or Mr. 36, and I hope you guys enjoy your day, afternoon, or evening. I'm out. Peace.